Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. One of Britain's most feared diseases, which kills or maims hundreds of children every year, could be virtually eliminated after the first ever meningitis B vaccine was approved by European regulators. In the most significant breakthrough against meningitis in three decades, the new vaccine, called Bexsero, received a positive opinion from the European Medicines Agency today, paving the way for it to be licensed in the next few weeks. Hilton Hotels has launched a program to collect safe surplus food from conferences and daily restaurant operations that would otherwise be thrown away and provide it to those in need. A multi-year partnership with the Global Food Banking Network began a month ago to ensure that hotel food, instead of being wasted, is distributed to local food banks, soup kitchens, and school programs. Hilton is partnering with Feeding America on initial pilot programs underway in New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Orlando, and Kansas City. In the initial year, the program will develop best practices so that eventually Hilton's more than 3,900 properties across 90 countries will be ready to connect food donations with opportunities locally. John Turner, who owns a Chicago business specializing in pumping water and cleaning out buildings following disasters, traveled to the East Coast immediately after Hurricane Sandy hit. He and his employees worked first in New York City and then moved on to water-damaged areas in New Jersey. Turner was shocked by the devastation, according to the New York Daily News. He even emptied out some flooded homes free of charge after seeing that some families were completely wiped out without any flood insurance to cover their loss. While unwinding after work on the Jersey Shore, he bought some scratch-off lottery tickets, and it must have felt like a reward because his poker card turned out to be a $100,000 winner. We are very grateful that John has given his time and skills to help the people dealing with the challenges brought on by Sandy, said the state's lottery director. New Jersey is giving a memorable thank you back to him. And our top story for today, in 12 cities across two countries, nearly 500 business executives, advocates, and celebrities slept outside on the streets Thursday night to let homeless kids know they matter. Near the mouth of the Lincoln Tunnel in freezing temperatures, a band of 150 leaders in New York City spent the first part of the night talking with homeless kids and hurricane victims in the Covenant House New York shelter. Their message to our kids, you are not alone. The decades-old Covenant House was able to raise more than $11 million in conjunction with events held across North America. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay slept out next to the Covenant House Missouri shelter, and dozens of public officials and community and business leaders tried to get some sleep sprawled outside on concrete in New Orleans. The experience demonstrated firsthand what it is like to be a homeless kid, if only for a night. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.